Good morning, and thank you for waiting. Welcome to Unicasa Indústria de Imóveis S.A. Earnings Conference Call to discuss the fourth quarter of 2013. With us today are Frank Zitelli, Chief Executive Officer, Paulo Junqueira, Chief Financial Officer and Investor Relations Officer, Thiago Baix, Chief Commercial Officer, and Luciano Merigo, COO. We inform that this event is being recorded, and all participants will be in listen-only mode during the presentation by the management of Unicasa Indústria de Imóveis S.A., after which we will start a Q&A session when further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this conference call, please press star zero for an operator. This event is being recorded live over the internet via webcast and can be accessed at www.unicasamoveis.com.br/ri, where the respective slide deck is available for download. Slide selection will be controlled by you. The replay of this event will be available soon after it is ended. Please note that webcast participants may post questions to Unicasa Indústria de Imóveis S.A. through the company's website, and questions will be answered by the company's investor relations department. Before proceeding, let me mention that statements that might be made during this conference call relative to Unicasa Indústria de Imóveis S.A. projections, operating financial goals, are based on the beliefs and assumptions of the company's management and on information currently available to Unicasa Indústria de Imóveis S.A. Forward-looking statements are not guarantees of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur in the future. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could also affect the future results of Unicasa Indústria de Imóveis S.A. and could cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. I would like now to turn the floor to Mr. Frank Zitelli, CEO, who will start the presentation. Mr. Zitelli, you may begin. Good morning. In 2013, we started operating five owned stores, four of which in São Paulo and one in Manaus. The sixth and last owned store is expected to officially open in the second half of 2014 in São Paulo. A direct relationship with the end consumer allows us to gather a vast knowledge of the sales process, from developing a project for a specific room to the assembly of the final product. In 2013, we also started operating our new brand, Casa Brasileira. During 2013, we continued the repositioning of the Delano and Favorita brands, which involves the conversion of small stores with lower sales volumes and little impact on the company's bottom line into multi-brand stores or their discontinuation. Our goal is to have a more homogeneous network and to have our stores present in markets that fit their sale proposition. The fourth quarter of 2013 shows a sales rally for Delano and Favorita, pointing to the end of the downward cycle of revenues when we felt the effects of reduced revenues related to repositioning of these two brands in 2012. In 2014, we had a good cash generation despite results which fell below our expectations. During the year, we paid dividends and interest on equity, reduced our net debt, invested our CapEx, and settled some fiscal obligations after joining the Refis program. However, despite this increased outflow of financial expenses, we closed the year with a cash position which, according to our projections, will allow us to fulfill our investment obligations and run the business in 2014. This year, we will consolidate part of our strategies, but we remain cautious in setting expectations regarding their effect because the upcoming FIFA World Cup and presidential elections make 2014 an atypical year, increasing the uncertainty regarding Brazil's economic and political outlook. We acknowledge your trust and support in a year where we invested in our own stores and in the improvement of our strategies. We thank our shareholders, resellers and their teams, clients, suppliers, and our associates, all of them always very dedicated and committed to the company's success. Thank you. Moving to slide five, we can see the highlights for the period. net revenue in the fourth quarter of $75.2 million and $257.9 million in the full year. Gross profit of $30.8 million with 40.9% of gross margin in the fourth quarter. And in the full year, gross profit of $103.1 million with a gross margin of 40%. In the fourth quarter, revenues for the Lanon Favorita showed a 2.8% growth. Payout of 45.2% of the adjusted net income. From now on, I give the floor to Tiago, who will comment on the performance of our sales. Talking about sales performance, so please go to slide 7. I'll make some comments on the Lanon Favorita. After many quarters with a decrease in sales, the two brands, the Lanon Favorita, started generating a positive contribution. We had a 2.8% increase in our revenues against an accumulated drop of 11.8% in the year. And as Frank mentioned in the introduction, by finalizing our process to reposition big operations, we will concentrate on the performance of these two brands and to reposition those stores that didn't sell a lot and that don't bring a positive impact in our bottom line. And now these two brands, the Lanon Favorita, have an expectation of growth. In modules sold in the quarter, we had a 9.5% reduction and a 13.6% increase in the average unit price. On slide 8, we see the results for New and Casa Brasileira. In the fourth quarter, we had a slight decrease, 1% revenue reduction. For the full year, revenue was up 0.8%. Modules sold were down 9.3% in the quarter, and for the full year, 2.8% down. And the average unit price increased by 9.2% in the quarter, and in the full year, increased to 3.7%. New resellers, as we could see over the year, started showing some stabilization. Our expectation of increase in distribution reduces the acceleration process for the brand. But now we want to, as of now, ensure the growth of this brand guided by same-store sales increase rather than driven by a quantitative expansion of the network. On slide 9, we depict our results for the multi-brand channel. We performed below our expectations in the quarter. Revenue was down 5.1%. For the full year, down 2.8%. Modules sold also down 7.6% in the quarter and 3.7% for the full year. And a slight unit price variation of 2.8% up in the quarter and up 0.9% in the year. And as for the multi-brand channel, we have been reducing the participation of new, given the maturity of our exclusive network in Casa Brasileira for the last quarter. This deceleration of new multi-brand and the advancement of Casa Brasileira generates a slight delay between the exit of one brand and the beginning of the other. But this is a channel where we have a very positive expectation of recovery in the coming quarters. Moving to slide 10, we see the results for Telesul Modulados. It's a modular product that we sell through the department store channel. Unlike our resellers channel, this channel continues to feel a substantial retraction. In the quarter, we saw revenues decreasing by 31%, totaling 24.9% reduction in revenues in the full year. Modules sold down 21.5% in the quarter, 22.7% in the full year, and average unit price down 12.1% in the quarter and 2.8% reduction in the full year. And as reported in the last quarter, we promoted a substantial change in this line. This operation was approved and validated by our main distribution partners. However, the procedure to execute and reposition this new line has to go through the conventional process of quality approval, approval of the new product lines by our partners. So we've been suffering from the delay, from the rally of this channel. And that's why the figures are way below our expectations. And they are the main factors contributing to the fourth quarter results not being better than expected. On slide 11, we have the results for Unic as a corporate, a segment dedicated to partnerships with hotels, real estate developers, etc. In the quarter, while the bases are not yet relevant compared to the consolidated figures for Unicasa, but we point to a very robust growth driver. In the quarter, we grew 90.7%. In the quarter, 19% in the full year. Substantial increase in modules sold, up 169% in the quarter. And in the quarter, 29.1% reduction in average unit price, but 19% increase for the full year. A comment on the corporate segment. We have been growing significantly, adding new partners to our pipeline. Big real estate developers, hotel construction companies, and Unicasa have been more and more accepted by the main players in the segment, and we continue to see this channel as a great opportunity to generate substantial improvements in the coming quarters. On slide 12, we can see sales to the export market. In the fourth quarter, revenues were up 17.1%. In the full year, revenues increased 11.2%. We substantially increased the module sold 43.8% up in the quarter and 41% increase in the full year. Average unit price fell 18.5% in the quarter and had a 41% reduction in the average unit price for the full year. Well, we export the higher ticket brands like Delano, as well as the lower ticket brands, modulados, modular products. So when we compare year on year, we might be invariably comparing different product mixes and lines. Undoubtedly, this channel is growing, continues to grow, grew 11.2% for the full year, but a reduction in the average unit price points to a change in the lines exported. This year, we exported more the lower-ticket product line compared to 2012. The export market continues to be a channel for which we hold very good expectations. Although the outlook is slightly less favorable given the economy of our main importing countries. On slide 13, we see the Unicasa's consolidated figures. This is the first quarter where gross revenues were in line with last year, with a slight growth up 0.4%, totaling a decrease of 7.6% in revenues, but signaling a global recovery. We had a 0.4% increase in revenues, but a very good performance in our dealers network, but a retraction of almost 2 million in revenues coming from Telasu Modulados modular products, the one with the lower ticket. As for modules sold, we had a 7.2% reduction in the quarter, 7.4% down in the full year. As for the average price, increase of 8.1% in the quarter and 8.2% reduction in the full year. Please go to slide 14. Here we see the performance of our distribution channel. In the fourth quarter, we closed down 74 exclusive resellers with at the same time 32 new stores opening, or multi-brand stores opening in the fourth quarter. Again, this has to do with the process of converting stores, the Lennon Favorito stores in particular, in smaller markets, converting them to multi-brand stores because they contribute very little to the company's bottom line, and we want to reposition these stores to more affordable brands, or even the discontinuation of some stores. This makes sense so that we can protect the brand and continue to have a streamlined network of stores. As we can see, the Lennon Favorita had a retraction of 58 points of sale, which is what we see on slide 15. 58% reduction in the Lennon Favorita stores, but still we see a positive growth driver of 2.8%. These stores have been purged in the first month of the fourth quarter, so they haven't contributed with anything in the fourth quarter revenues. So that the 2.8% growth that we talked about is totally independent and disconnected of this market purge. As informed in the second quarter, we expect to move in total approximately 100 operations. So we are going to still have another quarter with a reduction, closing down or converting some of these smaller operations. You may proceed, Mr. Tiago Bash. We had a disconnection, but going back to talking about the repositioning of our stores and complementing with slide 15, we had a retraction of 16 units of the brands New and Casa Brasileira. This is part of a process of reducing our expansion process, the reduction in the pace of the expansion process. Now expansion will not be that fast, and the expectation is that looking forward, we will need to improve the performance of the 450 existing operations rather than increasing the number of stores, which has been the process in the last 2 to 3 years. I now turn the floor to Paulo Junqueira, who is going to give us an executive summary. Thank you, Tiago. Good morning, everyone. On slide 16, we see the company's economic and financial performance. And as highlighted by Tiago, we had an accumulated net revenue reduction of 7.7% for the full year and of 0.4% in the fourth quarter. Our net income in the quarter was 414,000 reais, affected by recurring factors, such as our own stores. This should continue to impact our result this year, but mainly affected by the non-recurring factors, which was the case of the Refis program, which I will explain in more details momentarily. On slide 17, we can see the variation of our gross margin, which in the fourth quarter dropped 0.8 percentage point, and in the full year, 1.3 percentage point. This reduction is explained primarily by a variation in the sales mix of Unicasa and by our new paint line, and that spent a good deal of the year in its ramp-up phase, reaching a total production capacity in September of this year, of 2013. Moving on to slide 18, we can see the reconciliation chart for the main variations in operating expenses, 2013 versus 2012. Expenses increased mainly for the following reasons. Number one, increasing expenses with our own stores, which started their pre-operational process in the fourth quarter of 2012. And these expenses include rent, training, sales commissions, personnel, among others. in 2014, we shall still see some pressure on these expenses. In the second quarter of this year, we should open our fifth store in the city of São Paulo, the República do Líbano store. Expenses with our own stores in 2013 were 13 million reals higher than in 2012. The net effect on our bottom line was slightly over 10 million. The second item is related to expenses with a customer service, which increased by 3.4 million in 2013 and are driven by expenses related to our end customers of our dealers network. These expenses include expenses related to products, assemblies, freight costs, judicial agreements, among others. Third item, an increase in accounting amortization expenses of investments in the right to use the commercial locations of our own stores. We started to amortize the locations in September of 2013, as informed in the third quarter 2013 earnings conference call. Number four is related to refis. On December the 16th of 2013, we informed the market through the disclosure of a material fact that we had enrolled in the refis program. The decision was made given the complexity and interpretations in similar processes and given the conditions included in the program, which enabled a considerable reduction of the values under discussion. Joining refis impacted operating results in the fourth quarter of 2013 in 2.2 million reals and our financial expenses were also impacted by 2.2 million reals. This effect impacting the interest expenses and the operating expenses is a non-recurring effect and they add 4.4 million reals. In 2012, we also posted a non-recurring provisions on losses of with loans to recover. And so the provisions for 2013 were significantly lower than those of 2012. And finally, marketing and other expenses net of the previously mentioned effects increased by around 800,000 reals in 2013. And now I will move to slide 19 where we see the interest results of the company. As I said, it was impacted in a non-recurring fashion by our joining the refis program and by another factor, financial discounts granted. Refis impacted, negatively impacted our interest expenses by 2.2 million reals related to interests of the judicial process. In the same line item, we posted financial discounts amounting to 2.7, 2.8 million reals in the quarter, 4.6 million reals in the full year. These discounts were granted in negotiations, one-time negotiations with our resellers and involved relevant payments in kind in real estate properties, reinforcement of real collaterals for possible remaining balances. On slide 20, we see the effects of the facts previously explained. On our net income, which was 414,000 reals in the quarter, a net margin of 0.6% in the quarter, and a net income of 13.7 million reals in the full year, a net margin of 5.3%. EBITDA in the quarter was 4.7 million reals, 6.2% of EBITDA margin, and in the full year, 22.2 million reals with an 8.6% EBITDA margin. In the next slide, slide 21, we show you a reconciliation of EBITDA broken down by groups of accounts in our income statement. The reduction in net revenue, consequently cost reduction, were the main factors impacting our EBITDA margin, with a negative net effect of 12.4 million reals, always comparing year on year, 2013 against 2012. In addition, in sales and administrative expenses, these were comparatively impacted by our own store project, which is still in a ramp-up phase. During 2013, the full year of 2013, and also the effect of our enrollment in the refis program, and increasing expenses to serve the end consumer. Altogether, this resulted in a negative net increase in commercial expenses amounting to 16.5 million reals. In other operating expenses and revenues, the main variation is related to the recognition in 2012 of a non-recurring revenue relative to the premium for the renewal of the commercial agreement with a financial institution which fosters operational loans in our dealers network. To end, we confirmed yesterday in our board meeting the destination of the net income to be approved by the general shareholders meeting that will be held in April the 30th, 2014. We declared the distribution of interest on own capital amounting to 5,888,948 reais and 2 cents. The gross amount corresponds of interest on own capital corresponds to 6,502,000 reais, which is equivalent to 49.9% of the adjusted net income. And after the withholding of income tax, this amount will correspond to 45.2% of the adjusted net income, or 0.08911 real per share. The balance will be used for the expansion reserve to finance the expected investments according to capital budget that will be submitted for approval in the general shareholders meeting. I now turn the floor back to the operator to start the Q&A session. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your touch tone phone. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, please press star 2. Again, if you want to ask a question, please press star 1. Our first question comes from Roberto Noto, Mosaico Capital. Good morning, Frank, Paulo. My first question has to do with CapEx. I would like to have a sense, because in the results release, you included a budget projection, a CapEx of 13.4 million reals. A good deal of that to be spent on machinery. Could you give us a sense of what this investment is all about? Will it be all spent in 2014? That would be appreciated. And then I would like to understand the CapEx for the fourth quarter. If I did my math correctly, in the fourth quarter, you spent 6 million reals. From what I understood, it would not be related with your own store in República do Líbano Street. Good morning, this is Luciano. I am the COO. To answer your question, the CapEx is related to investments that we are making in the industry. Some of it is related to some processes that we are internalizing in the company and also to increase the capacity of our new paint line. I see. You are referring to the CapEx expected for 2014. What about the CapEx of the fourth quarter? Was it also related to these items you mentioned? Yes, it is the same for the fourth quarter CapEx. Thank you. My second question has to do with loans granted. This number increased significantly in the fourth quarter. Could you please elaborate why did this increase so much? This is Paulo speaking. Roberto, this was due to the negotiation process that we mentioned, that I mentioned during the company's presentation, and that generated some financial discounts. There was one player who was quite substantial, and we significantly improved our negotiation position with them. with payment in cash, with some real estate properties given as a counterpart, and with more collaterals for the remaining balance. Today we enjoy a much better position than we did before. Thank you very much. Again, if you want to ask a question, please press star 1. This concludes the question and answer session. I would like to turn the floor back to Mr. Paulo Junqueira for his final remarks. Mr. Junqueira, you may proceed. Well, this is Frank, actually. I would like to thank all of you for joining us in this conference call. For more information, please get in touch with our IR department. I wish you all a good afternoon. Thank you. That does conclude Unicasa Indústria de Imóveis S.A.'s audio conference for today. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good day, and thank you for using Chorus Call.